Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, it's for everybody to share in. Everybody likes pictures. I've done my best with these pictures. I try to draw them myself. Well, I copy them, really, from other people. We're going to think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're very easy to draw, actually. Here they are. One, two, three. Three little people. And there they are, prisoners in another land. That's what had happened. They were in Babylon, which today is Iraq. Far from home in Israel, they'd been deported there. They'd been taken away. And King Nebuchadnezzar was the foreign king who is in charge of them. He wasn't a follower of their God at all. Shall we have a picture of Nebuchadnezzar? He was larger than life. He was awful. Very cruel. The people in his kingdom were scared to bits of him, because he could have people killed. He was the ruler, and he knew it. Nebuchadnezzar was one of the worst people in the Bible. And you will remember the story, which was so wonderfully brought to us and sung to us, of how he set up that golden statue. I think it was a statue of himself. That's what some of the Bible teachers think. So he said, you're going to have to bow down to this, everybody. As soon as the orchestra starts up, you bow down and worship the statue. There it was. And we read in the scriptures how big it was. If you can imagine a tennis court, all right? Now, it's taller than a tennis court is long. It's a big, big statue. Huge. 90 feet long. And the instruction was, I can't draw all of the orchestra, but let's put in one or two of them. That when they heard the music, then one and all in the kingdom were to bow down in front of the statue and worship it. And he said, anybody who doesn't do it, anybody who doesn't bow down, we'll have you killed. In fact, he said, we'll burn you. It's an awful thing to say, terrible thing to say. And here were all the people, as the orchestra started up, the oboe and the harp and the little pipes and everything else. You can imagine. As it started up, people, yeah, they fell down, began to worship. They were scared to bits. They were being made to worship this huge statue that had been set up, and they didn't like the idea at all, but of course they had to do it. And as they worshipped, so the music played on and on, then finally the music would stop, and then they'd be told, all right, now you can go and have your lunch, go home, and we'll do it again another day, and another day. And you can imagine that as this happened, I'll show the people there in the royal box. There you are. And then the orchestra can have a little look. And the people in the other box up there. Everybody bowing down, you see. And then they knew that Nebuchadnezzar. Three people did not bow down. You see them there? They stood up. They said, we're not going to bow down. No, 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 they said. No, 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 be bold, be strong, is what they were saying. So they wouldn't bow down.
No.
They said, no. Will you bow down? No. So they said, no. Awful. At least we think it's wonderful that they said that. But King Nebuchadnezzar said, who are the three? Who are the three? Who are the three? Why aren't they bowing down? Who are they? They said, they're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're the foreigners. They're the people from Israel. Remember? He said, those people. He said, we know how to deal with them. We know how to deal with them exactly. We'll have them put to death. We'll burn them. Come on. He threatened everybody else. We'll burn them. And he'd had prepared this enormous, well, what was it? A sort of oven. Terrible. The idea was that they'd be put to death and burnt. Let's change the picture then. We'll change the picture and see if we can imagine then what it was like. I mean, what's the biggest fire you've ever seen? I once saw a big factory in Romford going up in flames. That was a terrible sight. I was the first person to see it. I saw flames coming out of the window. So I quickly alerted somebody, and then the fire engines came and put out the fire. You know, we don't like seeing a big fire because it can be very destructive indeed. On this occasion, it was very destructive because it was going to destroy people. Can you imagine such an awful thing? I'll try to draw a picture of the oven. Something like that. And a big kiln, you see, and then the people would have to be put in. And that was Nebuchadnezzar's idea. Burn them. Because they're not bowing down to my statue. Awful. That's all in the Bible. It's a Bible story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think they're wonderful names. They mean such a lot to us. And then when they put all the fuel in and the flames began to rise, and then Nebuchadnezzar, you remember from the song we had earlier? Make it hotter. 7 times hotter than it ought to be. So, the flames went up a bit higher. Rising higher and higher. So when it was then very high indeed, he said, those 3 men, into the fire with them. We'll show you who's king in this land. And you remember what they said? They said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, our God is able to save us, and he will save us. But if not, be it known to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, we'll still not bow down. Daniel 3, verse 17, that's what it is. Be it known unto you, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not serve your gods or worship the statue that you've set up. Was Nebuchadnezzar happy with that? Furious, furious. And into the fire they went. We'll have to draw them in the fire, won't we? That's awful. I didn't like the thought of showing somebody a picture of them in the fire. But into the fire they went, one after another, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were going into the fire because of their faith. That's what it was, their faith. And remember what they'd said? Be it known to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, our God whom we serve is able to save us, and he will deliver us. But if not, be it known to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not serve your gods or worship the statue that you set up. There they were in the fire. And Nebuchadnezzar was saying, everybody likes a good fire. He was some way away from it because it was so hot. Then he stared. He said, what's happened? Something I didn't understand. Remember the reading? He said, I thought we put 3 men in, but who is that fourth person we see? There's a fourth figure, somebody else in the fire. Who is that? And he didn't know who it was, but he said he looks like a son of God. And of course, we know who it was, God, who'd come himself. And in fact, when we read the book of Daniel, we see Jesus is there, long before he was born, but Jesus is there. He was there with them, helping them, protecting them, staying with them in the middle of the burning, fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. We won't forget this story, because how did it end? You see, he'd said to them, we'll burn them, we'll make the fire hotter, but it ends with Nebuchadnezzar saying, don't understand, forgive me. Your God is greater than any God I've ever come across before, and I have to acknowledge that he is the true and one and only God. That's how it ends. Nebuchadnezzar still wasn't a follower of God, but he acknowledged he's the one. And then he said, let's have them out of the fire. They came out. He said, come closer. Shadrach, Meshach, get a bit ago. Your coats are still all right? Nothing got burnt? No, your majesty. And a smell? Not even a smell of smoke? No. We're just fine. We're ready for some scrambled egg and bowl of soup. They went free. It's an amazing story of how God helped people to say, no, 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 no. We're not quite finished, are we? Because we ought to try and think about ourselves for a moment or two. You see, today it's not the same quite, because we're not going to have people in this country saying, you must bow down. But you will find people saying, look, there's other standards of other ways of doing things. Everybody's doing it. Or they'll say, there was that TV program, you know, it seems to show that other kinds of behavior are all right. And others will say, do they ever say this at school? You know, or perhaps you feel it sometimes at school. Go with the crowd. Do what everybody else is doing. It's okay, you know. And if the standards are not what God wants, inside us there's something that says, no, not going to go that way. I'm going to do it another way. So think of yourself there. We'll choose a boy. Supposing you are a schoolboy at school and you find people behaving in a way that wouldn't honor Jesus Christ at all. You want to follow him, don't you? Well, let's ask that we'll be given strength to say no when the time comes, and we'll be given courage. And you older people, ladies and gentlemen, grown-ups, imagine that it's you, and in business, it's very difficult. We know it's difficult. The courage to say no when things are going on that oughtn't to be going on. Can you find the courage to say no and to go along with Jesus Christ, your Lord, even though it's hard at times? Tell you what you'll do. You'll keep your dignity if you do that. So, girls and boys, you see, sometimes there'll be things of dishonesty going on. We have to have the courage to say no. Sometimes there'll be things like in our speech when people are swearing. Again, just to say, Lord Jesus, help me not to swear and to speak carelessly. Help me to speak in the way that you'd want. Or ways of impurity have hit so many of us today, young people and older people too. The courage to say, no, I'm going to go on with you. God is able to keep us, and he will keep us. That's our belief. So as we take down some of the picture, we're left really with yourself, myself, in our attempt to live for God and to be his followers. Let's take the encouragements and remember that this is the way that we've been given of truth. It's the way of strength. Who is the stronger, you see? Was Nebuchadnezzar stronger, or was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stronger? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were stronger. Who was that fourth person in the fire? I think it was Jesus Christ, long before he was born. But there he was with them, the Son of God, helping them, encouraging them, staying with them, and enabling them to say no. So we have in the end Jesus' example. He knew what it was to say no. We have Jesus' love. He was able to help us. Thank you. And we have his family around us. Jesus' example. He knew how to follow the way of truth and to say no to things that were wrong when he was tempted in the wilderness. His love helps us. He stayed with those men in the fire. I'm right with you. My love is with you. His family, that's the church. So why did we have young Thomas baptized in church this morning? Well, because we want to remind him always there's a family, Christ's family, all around you, and we can strengthen each other. That's your sure protection. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody here who's alone in London, got no fellowship, better join the church. No, it hasn't got to be this church, but join a church. This is why these friends here, my young friends, are in the Sunday school. And in the young disciples and the pathfinders. They're in it because we help each other. That's our protection. If you aren't in a church, you're without protection. Join the church. Learn with others. Read the Bible with them. Worship together. That's our protection in the end. Then we shall find we're able to look at the world and all the Nebuchadnezzars of the world and say,